Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and today I'm starting off with an artist I recently saw at Pickathon who knocked my socks off. It's Adia Victoria. At 19 years old, she left her small town in South Carolina for New York City, and after traveling around for a while, she's now living in Nashville, and she has crafted a beautiful album of gothic blues called Beyond the Bloodhounds. Here's a song from that record called Sea of Sand. It's Adia Victoria on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Here's a song for Montana and North South Dakota too. Here's a song for Wyoming and all the pretty places I've been to. Here's a song for Atlanta, my sweet heart sweating in the night. Here's a song for my mama, that Salt Lick lady.
challenge the mundane activity of the workday. Eventually I happen to manage the task till they were finished completely. My mind becomes so distracted, I act on impulse to make a move to get to you, to get to you. In the music, that's where I find you. I act on impulse to make a move, to make a move. I act on impulse to make a move to get to you. On impulse to make a move to get to you, to get to you, to get to you. In the music, that's where I find you.
Okay.
In the music, that's where I find you.
Yeah.
That is FKL with the song Elliot, and FKL is short for Function Sluss. They're a duo from South London, now living in Seattle, where one of its members, Sage Redmond, grew up. They've got a powerful and dominant beat-driven sound and those cold and remote vocals, nice and dark, and some great pop there from local band FKL. You also heard Annamie Bell, more music from Seattle. Annamie Bell released a new album and accompanying art book titled Flux. The song Lovers, which you just heard, is about queer sexuality and intimacy that challenges normative conceptions of relationships. You also heard Hotels, another great band from Seattle. Hotels is the moniker of composer and bassist Blake Madden. That song Green Apples from their new record Night Showers. And Fly Moon Royalty, also from Seattle, totally unintentional playing all that great local music. And that duo's full-length album was a well-crafted, slinky blend of electro-soul and gritty funk. It's called Delicious Trouble, and it's their second full-length album, and it's fantastic. I'm in love with that song, Find You. Again, that's Fly Moon Royalty here on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And starting things off, Adia Victoria with Sea of Sand. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thank you so much for listening. I've got The Tallest Man on Earth coming up next. Swedish artist Christian Mattsson records as The Tallest Man on Earth, and last year he released the album Dark Bird is Home. Since then, he's given us a couple of one-off singles without any indication of a new album on the way, but we're always happy to hear new music from Christian Mattsson, and here is a song from him entitled Rivers. Here's The Tallest Man on Earth.
So there's longing in the shoulders now. There was a wildness in that time. Can we now say the sweet were the hours, but ours to find? There was no way to live in simple dreams. There was no straightness to our line. Gravel in hand, to darling, we're moving the mountains around. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone, but the need remains. Into the shivering cold of day. When the house is gone, but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never. So finally the nighttime comes. There is no light to cast the blame. No need to hide, no fear who I'd meet in some grocery lane. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone, but the need remains. Into the shivering cold of day. When the house is gone, but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew. Still you turn me up. I see their way of letting go. They'll be the same. And whatever changes, these changes I know. This is the fire of leaving pains. When we're not that strong and the need remains. Into the shivering lights of day. Gone, but the fields remain. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew.
find someone to talk to. You don't have to be tired while you're still going out every night. You don't have to try anymore, 'cause that's the only way we get it right. All tree,
can't believe my life is happening to me. This is me. Tree.
stains and stares. Leave the TV on with the sound down low. In your underwear. Don't despair, you'll get it right. Tomorrow night, Thunder Bay, maybe. Don't delay, your day's short. You can't afford to wait. I believe in you and your PowerPoint. I know why you can't stay away. Out on Highway 1 with the rental car. And a lot to say. Don't despair, you'll get it right. Tomorrow night, in Nipigon, maybe. Don't delay, our day is short. We can't afford to wait.
Ah, that's my favorite song right now. I can't hear it enough. It just tugs at my heartstrings. That is John K. Sampson, a musician from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and frontman of the beloved band The Weaker Thans. He has a new solo album on the way called Winter Wheat, and that was Postdoc Blues, a new song from the upcoming album, which tackles the topic of creating real connections in a technology-driven world. That's John K. Sampson on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. You also heard Los Angeles band A La La's from their new album, Calico Review, that song called Could Be You, and San Coombs, one half of the Portland experimental indie rock duo Quasi, alongside his former spouse, Janet Weiss, who's in Slater Kinney and Wild Flag. And Sam's also a session musician. He's performed on records for Elliott Smith and Built to Spill, a very busy and talented musician who has finally found time to release his first solo album, Bugger Me, and that song called Stride On. Again, Sam Coombs on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. And American Football, they're back with their first album of new material in 17 years, the again self-titled American Football. Nearly two decades later, everything feels brand new on the record and for the band as well, I'm sure. And they've got a very expansive sound on this new one. That song called I've Been So Lost for So Long from American Football. And Seattle singer-songwriter Chris Staples, he began writing the spare arrangements that would make up the beautiful songs on Golden Age when he found himself longing for an earlier, seemingly simpler time in his life after going through some very trying times. You heard the title track Golden Age. Again, that was Chris Staples and The Tallest Man on Earth, starting it off with a new song called Rivers. Up next, I've got 22-year-old Gordy, an artist. Sophie Payton is her real name. Gordy's a family nickname. She's from rural Australia, and her five-song EP, Clever Disguise, is a heady concoction, richly layered guitars, lush electronic production, and complex songwriting. Here's Gordy with the song Wanting on KEXP.
Yeah.
played this before. Resentment playing desire, but I can't understand why we love playing with fire. Pull me closer towards you and say you don't feel enough. Or at least just let me go, 'cause I've had enough. And once again I found one tear. And once again I found one tear. This before, the wound just hasn't scarred. Oh, I don't know how this ends if it never starts. And I don't know how to read you. Now I feel empty still, and I just need to let you go. But I don't think I will. Once again I found one thing.
I better watch the spot that says he's lonely, gonna see the chopping cast away. another waste of time thinking about tomorrow. Trying to make some sense of it all. Your precious thought out, drinking lots of water, sleeping in the shadow.
Why? Now's the time.
That is the OCs live in San Francisco. They've released two albums this year, The Wonderful, A Weird Exits, and this record, Live in San Francisco, recorded over three nights last July at the Chapel, and that song called Toe Cutter Thumb Buster had me dancing around playing air guitar. I'm recording this at 7 in the morning, and I'm dancing around and playing air guitar. That is the magic of the OCs, and you should always see them live if you get a chance. And thanks to this Live in San Francisco album, I can hear them live anytime, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I realized just now as I was listening to that I started and ended this Music That Matters podcast on KEXP from bands that I saw at Pickathon this year. And again, they put on a great live show, as they always do. And I started with Adia Victoria, an artist that I discovered this year at Pickathon that I absolutely love. And she's going to be playing Iceland Airwaves in November. Very excited to see her once again. Before the OCs, you heard Scottish duo Honeyblood back with a new album called Babes Never Die. It'll be out November 4th. And you heard the fiery new song Ready for the Magic, which is about courtship. And Adult Books, Casual Rex is the name of that song, and the Los Angeles band's new album, Running from the Blows. LA has a rich punk history, and Adult Books channels that energy on this new record. American Wrestlers also have a record coming out November 4th. It's called Goodbye Terrible Youth, and Scottish frontman Gary McClure says of the new record, I wanted to write songs that bridge the gap better between audience and stage. Faster, louder, more distortion. Something you can do handstands and backflips and start small fires too. That's American Wrestlers and frontman Gary McClure from Scotland, but they are based out of St. Louis right now. Their first album was one of my faves of the year, and excited about the new one coming out November 4th. Again, it's called Goodbye Terrible Youth from American Wrestlers. And Gordy starting us off with the song Wanting. I hope you enjoyed today's Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I always have so much fun putting these together. Lots of local music this week, as always, and I hope you heard something that you loved. If you did, let me know. I'm at waters@kexp.org. Until next time, keep enjoying great music on KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online at kexp.org.